Millions is brought to you by Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club.
Welcome back to Millions. All right. Thank you for that lovely bell. All right. Now, for our top, guest speaker, we have Mr. Justin Gabrido. He's one of our collections officer, and he collects a lot of things, and some things should not be legal.
Hey, guys.
Wow, bedroom voice, huh?
Yep, yep.
And then, of course, we have Francis, my co-host for the show Millions.
What's up,
and
guys?
Right now, we're going to tackle a very, very practical questions for us males. Of course, please take note, this is a male perspective. So, expect kalokohan also. All right. The topic we're going to tackle tonight is how to prepare for marriage.
Yeah, your
milestone marriage or the big question. And also, I think a sub-question would be, how do you know if you are ready. Yes.
Financially,
emotionally, you think you're ready, but you're not.
You will never be ready.
Yes, all right. But of course, definitely something that is more we can calculate, and something that's more feasible to achieve is the money. Yes.
So, medyo objective.
So, for example, we'll ask our guest
expert.
Our resident expert for ano ba to? Female.
Pare, this guy makes millions, bro.
Oh. How much do you collect every week? A million to two, di ba?
Millions.
They just deposit it to the account. All right.
As I know, plenty of honey too, eh, no?
Oh, honey. Ayan. Kasi dati, ano tayo, no money, no honey. Ngayon, ito, too much money, lots of honey.
Oh.
Many panties too.
Many panties, oh.
Kailangan.
All right, so, question to you, Mr. Justin, would be, how do you know you're ready? And do you think, let's say a more, parang medyo mas finite is, if you had a 1 million pesos, do you think you're ready to settle down?
Kasi for me, it doesn't really count how much you have. It's where is it coming from?
Yes, that would be the better question.
Like, is it, do you have a stable income? I'm not talking about just work because everybody has work, no? Tulad ng tinatawag nating passive income. Like, they have passive incomes. Kasi if you work in a company, very common yung mga financial statements, right? For a company, that's how you define a company. But I think these things can also define yourself. Ano ba yung balance sheet mo? Ano yung mga assets mo? Ano yung mga liabilities mo?
Nosebleed, ah.
Ano yung equity mo, di ba?
Very heavy.
Yeah, huh? Nga, di ba? So,
very heavy.
So, Justin, balita ko kay host Jeff. May girlfriend ka daw ngayon, eh.
Oh,
yeah, I just like to confirm, is that true? Do you have a girlfriend?
Oh, ngayon lang.
Take note, they may be listening. They, ah. They may be listening, ah. So, is it confirmed that you are in a relationship?
Oh, ngayon.
How many?
Confidential, eh. Bang secrecy.
So, you don't like
that? I don't want to hurt feelings.
I like your answer, bro.
So, pare, question, kasi since sinabi mo kanina, mga balance sheet, income statement.
Yeah.
So, sa balance sheet mo, pare, yung girlfriend mo ba asset or liability?
The best question. Oh!
Yeah, balanced, eh. So,
may same liability, answer, same may answer, asset. Same answer.
May liability, may asset.
Pwede. That's a very safe answer. Balanced.
May liabilities, may assets.
Yeah, parang, is she good or bad? Sakto lang. That's the right answer.
Nabalyo ka na, sakto lang din.
Yeah, no, pero seryoso, yung mga accounts receivable, mga accounts payable mo, kailangan alam mo yan eh. And I think you should know yourself then, how you handle your money. Actually, the past 2 weeks, I think 2 weeks ago, me and Jeff were talking about these charts he has for himself na kung magkano ang naspend niya for the week or for the day on meals and whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, tama yun eh. Dapat may ganun ka for yourself. I mean, if anything, you should keep everything in account.
Yeah.
Para alam mo. And then, kung, you know, you do your research and everything, ano bang expensive ba ang gusto ng girlfriend mo na wedding, na ring, depende rin sa ganun yun, value rin, di ba? And if they collide well, then that's the time. Siyempre, kailangan may matira rin sa'yo, di ba?
Yeah.
True. All right.
I think we have another special host for today. Medyo late lang, pero... Pero yun nga, she'll be joining us in a few. So, how about you, Jeff? Ikaw naman, kamusta naman? I mean, how do you, would you know kung ikaw ba? But Jeff, by the way, ano pala, just to, for our listeners to know, are you still single? Are you with someone? Or
I am balanced. Safe answer, no.
I tell us about your trip nung weekend naman.
Yeah. I'm in a relationship rin naman. I'm like you, Justin. I'm in a relationship. But unlike you, I'm with just one.
So ano yan, bro? Nasa, like, I'll ask the same question. Nasa,
asset or liability? Asset definitely an asset.
Wow.
Better answer.
Financially and sexually. Yeah. Oh, yeah, boy. Let's get down and dirty. I'm just kidding. Going back.
Pera pinag-uusapan.
Dirty money, bro.
Dirty money. All right, so yeah, she's definitely an asset for me. Not only, of course, in that aspect, but she's very independent and all. Yun nga lang, of course, definitely she has high expectations. So of course, with high expectation, you need the high income.
Yes,
high income. So yung question actually that actually your answer kanina is not how much you have, it's how much that's coming in, which is basically a true question kasi the 1 million can be spent in less than a week or less than a day.
Yeah.
And then after that's finished, it's gone. Mm-hmm. Diba? So basically, for me, I would say it's not how much you have but how much that keeps coming, recurring income mo in a month sa akin.
Akala ko how much you can give, diba? Grabe.
No, but it's demand and supply.
Yes, demand and supply. If the girls demand, a lot of girls demand, you have to supply.
Cut cost. But sometimes for cutting costs, magtatanggal ka eh.
Akala ko in a relation, give and take. What happened to give and
take? Ba't puro take?
Oh. Akala ko.
In business, you take more than you give.
I don't know lang with that.
Akala ko kasi, tayo kasi, no, we give, she takes eh.
Hindi. I mean, ako ah, if you're gonna make deals every day, you better take more than you give. But it's different sa relationship. Iba yun. But with the financial, ganun dapat.
With women, kasi it's a, ano eh, it's a science that can never be predicted.
I know.
It's a... They're weird. But of course, that's another topic.
Para may hugot tayo dun, bro.
Ikaw ba, Jeff? Are you planning?
Of course, definitely. Yes.
So maybe you can share to your listeners, how do you prepare for it?
Well, definitely, of course, for one thing, like I mentioned earlier, it's not how much money you have, but rather how much money that you can make more, kumbaga recurring. So, of course, definitely for now, my plan is to increase my recurring income kasi there are some things that she does not require, but yes, I know she wants.
House.
Kumbaga if I give her a 50,000 marriage, okay siya, but you know that she won't be...
Contented.
Sobrang content. She won't say anything, but you if you know your girl... You know what she's contented with.
And so, it's once in a lifetime.
Yeah, it's a once in a lifetime thing. Kumbaga, parang ikaw, di ba? If you want a car, tapos binigay sa'yo is yung pinaka-cheap na car. I mean, you will be thankful you have a car, but still, alam mo pa rin yung gusto mo, di ba? You know, it's that thing, same thing. I mean, there's being thankful, but there's also being ecstatically happy about it. Eh. Uh-huh. And these are girls, of course, definitely. Sorry, this is... They know what they want.
I think isa natin listener may gusto sabihin. Wait po, may tumatawag sa akin. May gusto mong itanong sa'yo.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello.
Who's on the line?
Hello. Hi. I'm Camille.
Oh.
Hi, Camille.
Hi, Camille. Very, very,
Camille.
Bedroom.
May mga kilala ba kayong Camille? Alam ko pag Camille maganda eh.
Syempre.
Would you describe yourself, if you saw yourself 1 to 10, what would you rate yourself?
Syempre, 100.
Wow! We love that confidence in the show. Yes,
maling show yata to.
This is a cross between the other show also. Saturday night with Jen.
Pupunta dito.
Sabado nights.
Sabado nights.
Okay, Camille, my question to you is... For a guy, let's say, how do you think that the guy you're with is ready for to go to the next level? To the level of marriage, to the level of ano talaga, the next level. How would you describe it? Or how would you see it na kaya na nung lalaki na to?
Oh.
We said our male perspective, so now, of course, we would like to see your point of view from a girl.
Well, first of all, malalaman ko na ready siya pag tinanong niya ako.
Alright.
Kasi weird, no? It has to come from the guy.
Definitely, definitely.
The whole engagement process. So, syempre.
No, but for example, kunyari, it's not only based. For example, let's say this guy is like baon sa utang and then he asks you out for marriage. And you know he's baon sa utang. Like say, a million ang utang niya. It's like a well-known fact. Parang ganun. And he says, oh, I'm going to marry you. What do you say?
Well, first of all, makikipagrelasyon ba ako sa ganong lalaki?
Eh, yun. Oh! Damn! Savage!
Hindi. Kasi, di ba, well, first of all, syempre, in a relationship, ako personally, syempre, in terms of financial matters, I want someone kasi that's level with me. So, ako personally, I prefer practical routes. Parang in terms of your money. Syempre, okay, I like spending on little things. Pero in the long run, I also think about my financial future. Hindi ako pwede gasta dito, gasta dyan, ganyan. So I'd like someone who's at least at par with me or maybe better when it comes to handling finances. So parang get to the root muna. Pero syempre, sometimes people will say, love.
Oh, oh yeah.
Oh, okay. You never know, okay, diba?
Okay lang. Oh, that's it, you know, love is all you need.
Love is blind, diba?
That's the ultimate bullshit in the universe.
Kasi it's a measure of a person. We're gonna go deep. Okay. Kasi diba, parang how you look at money is also like how you look at certain things in life.
Yes, diba? True.
So parang kung ikaw, hindi ka maingat sa pera, parang what more when it comes to your future? Pag nagkaanak ba tayo, iingatan mo rin ba? Parang ganun. So,
no, that's okay, good. Okay, yeah, for
you. I said, related.
Matindi pero hugutan natin
sa pusa. Mambalaan sa Pacific Ocean ang hugot mo.
Pero ano kasi, so in terms of that, I want to make sure that yung partner ko mismo, ano siya, parang I can trust on him to make sound financial decisions for our life together. Yun. So when it comes to paghahandaan ng marriage, I want to make sure muna that the relationship itself is something I want to take to the next level.
Actually, this, I'd like to second what you just said right now. Kasi the way you handle your finances also has a, not the whole measure, but a large portion can be also parang studied from you, no, on how you're going to handle your relationship also. Kasi if you cannot handle yourself, how do you expect to handle two people, kayong dalawa na asawa mo, and also to your future family? Medyo mahirapan ka rin.
So question to our phone caller, Camille. Would you say that your guy's financial standing is a deal breaker? Deal maker or deal breaker?
No, not necessarily.
In what way? Define.
Hindi, kasi syempre.
Expound.
Personally, in terms of kung deal breaker ba siya o hindi. Kasi pwede namang nabaon siya sa utang, pero meron siyang plan to, like, kunwari may utang siya, as ile-leverage niya yon with leverage.ph. Parang ile-leverage niya yon to get to a higher standing. So he may be baon sa utang ngayon, pero if he's, I like people who are smart. Technically, it can be in any aspect. But in particular, when it comes to money, syempre, gusto ko yung smart siya, madiskarte sa buhay. So, sige, okay, fine. Baon ka sa utang today. Pero, you know, if you have like smart, actionable steps you're looking into to get out of that. Kasi, I mean, lahat naman tayo siguro, we get to that point where we do need money, we may need to borrow money. Pero if we have a plan on how to get ourselves out of that, I think that's a good measure of character din. Pero kung siya yung tipong manghihiram at, yun mo yun, good debt, bad debt, kung puro bad debt ka na lang, lagi. If you get into that kind of debt, edi ano, syempre parang yun medyo deal breaker sa akin yun. Kasi nga, as I said, it's like a reflection of your character.
So pero, what you're trying to say, I'll recap everything, is basically kung paano siya nabaon sa utang.
Yes.
Kasi of course, may mga taong nabaon sa utang dahil talagang, kunyari, let's say, nagka-gamble, gumibili na hindi naman kailangan, nagpapasikat lang. But then there are other types of people na nabaon sa utang dahil possibly failed business ventures, yes, or mga, basta may nag-crash na something that he's only temporarily in that stage but not, he plans to really get out from it.
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say, Camille?
Yes, mm-mm, definitely.
All right. So it's really depends talaga kung what kind of or how he reached that stage muna. All right.
Pero kung lagi na lang siyang baon sa utang, aba, parang iba usapan na yun.
Yes, definitely. Why? Because once you get, as people, as you may know, once naging conjugal yan, pati ang utang nagiging conjugal.
Correct.
Yan.
Huwag tayong ganun.
Ano yung ganun? Till death do us part?
Till death do us part. So that may slash yun. Till death, D-E-A-T-H, tapos slash D-E-B-T. Baka sa mga iba na hindi na-gets.
So kasama ka doon. So kami yung pag... Lubog ka na rin sa ano.
Oo nga. Doon ako sa ano, maganda yung credit rating. Magaganon.
Oo, tama yan. Tama yan. So, going back to our question.
Thank you to our toy caller, Camila.
Thank you, Cara.
Camila, you can call our secretary. Cleaner price here.
Please just hold on the line. Our secretary will call you. Will talk to you and give you a prize.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Camila.
Thank you.
She'll give you a boy. A boy. A guy. Okay, so... So we've wrapped up our our segment for today on how do you measure yourself if you're ready for marriage. So of course, one is talagang kailangan is you should be financially aside from being emotionally capable, which is you are never ready for marriage. At least prepare for the financial side.
Yes.
And then of course we've learned from Camille. Of course, I'm sure other girls are also aware of this. Is hindi lang puro mahal. Kailangan make sure na yung pagmamahal nyo may solid foundation, which is the finances, because 90% of couples always break because of finances. Pag nag-aaway-aaway sa mga ganito, gastusin and all of that, wala, talagang mahirap.
definitely.
Alright, so Francis, would you like to add something?
No more. I think si Justin would like to add something.
Justin, our expert.
Ito kasi marami pare. Ito marami pinupondohan to. Marami scholar dito.
Oo, scholar ng bayan.
Actually, I'm looking forward to our next show eh. Baka doon ko na lang sabihin.
Why are you interested in our next show? What is the name of the show?
Sabado night.
Yeah,
Sabadong gabi.
Yun,
Sabadong gabi.
Sinabado na gabi.
Kasama si Jen.
Sinabado.
Sinabado.
Okay guys, thank you for listening. Once again, this is Jeff Arado, my co-host Francis Dolohan.
Hi guys.
We have Justine, our resident expert. Justine. And of course, our caller, Camille, who recently just got a prize of a boy. Thank you. And once again, hope you listen to us. This is Jeff Arado from Millions, and hope to hear from you sa next episode. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
Millions is co-produced by Francis Dolohan, Camille Rodriguez, and Ain Ong in cooperation with Leverage.ph and Coco Pod Club. The music in this podcast is Open Those Bright Eyes by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. For more information about this podcast, visit www.leverage.ph or www.cocopod.club.